2003 was a year of corked bats, Sleeping Marlins, the Tiger at rest, and another Tour d'Alliance. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers routed the Oakland Raiders in the Super Bowl.
When I say Tampa, you say Bay. Tampa. Tampa.
Ah, but hey, this year they can't even make the playoffs. Golf's PGA Tour welcomed its first female player since 1945, sort of.
Annika Sorenstam!
And a Florida team of modest means took the World Series away from the vaunted New York Yankees.
And the Florida Marlins are world champions.
Weekend Edition sports commentator Ron Rappaport joins us from Chicago to chew over the year in sports. Ron, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
Has the fact that so many Super Bowl winning teams can't seem to make the playoffs the next year diminished the value of the title?
No, not really. I don't think so. Not in the NFL's terms. They just love it when teams that you didn't think of at the beginning of the season are fighting for the championship at the end. And conversely, when a team like Tampa dies.
Ron, I'm sorry. Excuse me. I'm getting a phone call.
Is Joe Horn calling you again?
Yeah,
tell him
yeah.
to leave you alone.
Yes.
That's enough. That joke is over.
We're talking about the New Orleans Saints wide receiver who scored a touchdown against the Giants a couple Sundays ago and made a cell phone call while he was celebrating. Are touchdown celebrations getting out of hand?
Of course it's getting out of hand. It's ridiculous. But you know what? It's fun. This is not exactly the worst thing anybody's ever seen. I mean, the NFL, they call it the No Fun League. They've done it in the past. Mm-hmm. I think you get a little bit out of hand in the reaction to it. But it's not exactly good sportsmanship now, is it?
No, no, not at all. Speaking of good sportsmanship, Sammy Sosa and the cork bat. Is all forgiven and forgotten?
Now, that's another one, Scott. You get the sense that 2003 was a year of overreacting to things, overreacting to Joe Horn, overreacting to Sammy Sosa. Kick him out of the game. This is the worst thing anybody ever saw. He's never going to come back from this. It's making a travesty. 2 weeks later, it didn't seem to mean anything to anybody. And Sammy had a pretty good season. He was hurt a lot, which is what kept him production down to a mere 40 home runs and so on. But it seems like with Joe Horn and with Sammy Sosa, it's like, we're reacting and overreacting to everything. And then you wonder what that was all about.
Basketball. Biggest story of the year, the San Antonio Spurs or LeBron James' contract or Kobe Bryant's indictment?
Well, I guess you'd have to start with Kobe being right at the top, wouldn't you, Scott? I mean, that's the story that just transcends that sport and transcends all of sports and makes you wonder how it's all going to turn out. It's a shame when a story like that leads everything. But no, I would say that the best basketball story other than that early in the season would be San Antonio and also Syracuse, Carmelo Anthony, winning the NCAA title. But we've seen LeBron James now, and he looks like the real deal. Scott, he was here in Chicago this week, and he doesn't look like he's 18 years old. He looks like he's really a mature guy. And when he learns how to play the game, you can only wonder when he's 22 what his abilities, how far they're going to take him.
What about sports person of this year?
Yeah, I think Lance Armstrong, I don't know if we've discussed this before, I think he's the greatest athlete in the world. I mean, I just don't see how anybody can do what he's done. Mm-hmm. When you think of the stamina that it requires and the good luck and the training and all the rest of it, five times in a row against the greatest athletes in the world. But let's leave aside Lance Armstrong with his fifth Tour de France and Barry Bonds with his sixth MVP or Annika Sorenstam, breaking down that barrier and so on. Let's go to some of the crazy things that have happened, and let's call it a tie between Stephen Bartman.
Mm-hmm. Stephen Bartman, we'll remind people, is the young man in the headset and the Cub cap who took the ball away from Moises Alou and an ignominious moment in Cub history.
Hootie Johnson.
Head of the Masters, yeah.
Right, who got into that big thing. And Sammy Sosa for the cork bat. Mm-hmm. I just think that those are the kinds of things that sum up why we keep coming back to sports. It's not the way you play the game, Scott. It's how much you can laugh about it afterwards.
I'll say Stephen Bartman. And I mean this quite seriously. Lance Armstrong gets a lot of these awards year after year, and he deserves all of them and more. But Stephen Bartman, I mean, a fan that could have been any one of us.
The man walked out on the street and he got hit by a truck, didn't it? Could have happened to anybody.
Ron, thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Ron Rappaport, our sports commentator here on Weekend Edition, who's also a columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times.